a cuppa and a good chin wag?
The Story has real-life stories to inspire and make you smile.
Weekdays on Vision and on demand in the app.
Life, culture and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Earlier this week, we drew attention to a sign that had been erected in the Hobart Airport. And as I understand it, that sign has now been removed. But listeners in Tasmania might be cheering. The sign said, "Welcome to Hell," promoting the Dark Mofo event that's held annually in Hobart. Well, Christopher Brohier is the Australian Christian Lobby State Director for Tasmania, as well as South Australia and the Northern Territory. But back with us, Christopher, welcome along to 2020.
Thanks, Neil. Good to be here.
Christopher, I mean, are we talking about something that's just been there for marketing, shock value? This sign that says, "Welcome to Hell," what were your thoughts around it?
On the one hand, Neil, I'm glad they've removed the sign. But on the other hand, I thought the sign was correct because it was telling people what's really behind Dark Mofo. If you look at the history of Dark Mofo, it's deplorable. So when it first started, they had a light event, psychedelic architecture, they called it, and seven people were hospitalized suffering seizures as a result of it. Then in 2017, they had, and it is a distressing stuff, but they had a performance where the participants writhed in the entrails of a slaughtered bull. Now, it's not making this up. This is fair dinkum. Then they had the upside-down crosses around Hobart, which is a satanic symbol. And last year they had proper crosses, but also some upside-down crosses. A few of us went and sang the old rugged cross at the base of one of those crosses as our little protest. 2021, they had a British flag soaked in blood, which was to be donated by Indigenous people. This is dark stuff, and it is not a joke. It is really opening ourselves up to the powers of hell. And evil is real in the world. You only have to work with some of the Indigenous people, etc., to know the real power of sorcery and things like that there is in this world. Evil is real. And this sign tells us where Dark Mofo is. And therefore, it's my call to Tasmanians, just don't go. Just boycott it. Show it up for what it is.
Christopher, for those who might be thinking it's a festival, there's a certain level of theatre involved and the shock value is all about, you know, creating a certain personality for the event. I wonder if you've got any thoughts here on whether that actually might be something that increases tourism. No doubt the tourism in Tasmania is affected by a percentage of people who'll go to see that. But is it ultimately, do you think, a detraction from what might attract families, people to Tasmania because of the changing reputation of Tasmania because of this festival?
Ultimately, it's bad for Tasmania. Now, people come. People come because people have lost their sense of moorings and people go to evil things. That's our nature. The biblical explanation is that the heart of man is desperately wicked. The fact that people go to it is not to the point. People went to see, in Roman times, they went to see gladiators killing each other. They went to see that. They went to see Christians being slaughtered by lions. They went to see that. The fact that people go is not the test. The test is this righteous? Is this good? And if you ask yourself, to see people riding through the entrails of a slaughtered bull, what's good in that? What could conceivably be good in that? you are left with a sense of being besmirched by that degrading thing. So it's not just entertainment. If it is, we've sunk very low.
So Tasmanians, have they been sold a lie about Dark Mofo, that it is a little bit of harmless fun, just a little bit of theatre? Is that a lie that you think a lot of Tasmanians may have believed?
Absolutely. And I think a lot don't like it, but they've protested in the past and the government and the councillors put money into it for reasons you'll have to ask them. But we've been sold a lie, absolutely. And this sign, I hope, will be something that will cause people to take stock and say, we don't want Hobart to be the gateway to hell. We don't want it, because hell is a place of unmitigated evil. That's what hell is. Evil without any restraint of righteousness.
What do you think happens to the mental health of people who are exposed to the sorts of things that are on display in the Dark Mofo Festival?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, Neil, because I've spent some time chatting with a lady who works with street kids in Hobart. She's a Mother Teresa type person. She's out there, hail or shine, in the winter, she's out there week in, week out, helping street kids in Hobart. And she told me that when they have the Oga Oga Festival, I think, which is one of the culminating events, it's a Balinese deity, and you put your fears, you write them down and put them in a fire, that mental health problems spike in Hobart. This stuff is not innocent. And we expose ourselves to this stuff to our peril.
Most often, we would likely say to people, you know, make your own decision here. Make a mature decision that's based on your values. But what are your thoughts here for listeners who are listening to our conversation now in Hobart, throughout Tasmania, and thinking they're going to make a little bit of an expedition down there because they just want to go and see what's going on? I mean, you don't often call for boycotts of events, but how far do you push people to say, take care, or maybe you should boycott this sort of event?
I'd say you should. The scriptures, I come from a scriptural biblical viewpoint. And the Bible says, be wise to good and innocent to evil. There are some things we don't need to know. There are some things which aren't helpful, and this is one of them. And we have to say that if an event is advertising itself as the gateway to hell, we don't want to be there. So I'm saying to Tasmanians, just don't go.
So how do you think Tasmanians ought to then make some sort of a stand against Dark Mofo? I mean, you can just vote with your feet, don't turn up. What should you be talking about, you know, in the water cooler conversation? You know, do you just sort of lie low and let the whole thing pass? Or should this be a time, do you think, you speak up?
Well, just imagine if you're at the water cooler and someone comes in and you say to them, go to hell, mate, what's the reaction going to be?
Well, making yourself an enemy, aren't
you? That's what this sign is saying. It's saying, in Hobart, come to hell. Now, we shouldn't have that. And so what do? The best thing is, one thing is don't go. That's the best method of communicating to the organizers of the event. But even more importantly, to pray, because prayer breaks through the power of darkness. And so ACA will be organizing a prayer event during the Dark Mofo. If you get ACL emails, then keep a lookout on that and join us in prayer to pray that the Spirit of God would blow a wind of truth and righteousness to blow away this green mist of the dark mofo. So this is to be fought also in the heavenlies. And thirdly, make your views known to the Hobart Council, to government. Why are they doing these things?
I suspect there'll be some listeners who'll want to receive that email that says when and where that prayer event will be on. It might be an important one to set aside for listeners in Hobart, listeners throughout Tasmania. Just quickly, as we close off this conversation, the whole reputation of Tasmania, you're seeing this as taking a real hit by the fact that they even have the Dark Mofo Festival there. I guess in order to improve the reputation, you've got to replace it with something that might be more attractive to a big cross-section of people and that might be good for families. What are your thoughts here about the reputation and what you ought to do about this festival?
There's so much good stuff we could put on, Neil. There is so much good stuff. A good music festival. Something. There's so much wonderful art that's produced in Tasmania. Why do we go to the dark side? Why not establish and promote things that are good, that are wholesome, that feed the soul, that lift the mind? There is so much good in the world. Why do we have to go to the depths to drag ourselves down? Really, this sign should be a watershed for people to say, we're just not going. Just don't go.
Okay. Well, I'll point listeners to the ACL website where they might be able to get onto that mailing list and subscribe and find out when that prayer time is going to be, where the venue will be, and it'll be for those who are in Hobart, in Tasmania, who are accessing those emails. The website is acl.org.au. That's the Australian Christian Lobby website, acl.org.au. Christopher Brohier is the Australian Christian Lobby State Director for Tasmania and also for South Australia and the Northern Territory. But Christopher, thanks so much for giving us your insights today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.